Greetings. Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force, the talk show that leads the way. My name is Tom Kovach. Perhaps you've read my columns at Renew America or WorldNet Daily. My signature column series is called Short Bursts. If you served in the military, as I did, then perhaps you've worn a little gizmo called the Kovach Clip, which I invented. Or maybe you're one of the 49,000 people that voted for me in the last election for Congress in the Nashville area. Regardless of how you found the program, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force. Prepare for takeoff.
And we are back with the second hour of the U.S. Phone Force for Sunday, 10 February, 2008. And so we are discussing presidential politics. I know that a number of the Republic Broadcasting Network listeners are Ron Paul fans. What do you think about the fact that Dr. Paul has come right out and said that he will not seek a third-party nomination? And I am personally not fond of using the phrase third party. I like to use the phrase smaller party, because when you say third party, third is a specific number. There is only one party that can actually be third. And I'm sure many of you in the RBN listening audience already know this, but the third largest party in the United States is the Constitution Party. And the Constitution Party has been actively courting Ron Paul for quite some time. And now he has essentially said, thanks, but no thanks. What do you think about that? Now, what do you think about this strategy? Do you think that perhaps what Dr. Paul should have done, instead of snubbing the Constitution Party at the national level, and thus probably denying himself an opportunity to be elected President of the United States, should Dr. Paul perhaps instead have run for re-election to his congressional seat on the Constitution Party line? You see, the Constitution Party in Texas has a rather strong presence. I forget the gentleman's name, but the Constitution Party ran a candidate out of Seguin, Texas, as I recall, on the Constitution Party line, and he got about 25% of the vote. That was a very strong showing for someone in a race where the other candidates had quite a bit more money, and it shows that the Constitution Party is growing by leaps and bounds in terms of membership, in terms of name recognition, in terms of the ability to garner votes. Now, I do need to tell you that I am the PR coordinator for the Constitution Party of Tennessee. So, yes, I'm a little biased. Now, the difference between being a host on the Republic Broadcasting Network and being a reporter for a news organization is that I can come right out and tell you my biases. I still try to maintain a certain degree of balance, and I try not to reach too far beyond what the evidence will show. But to me, the evidence shows that the Constitution Party is the right way to go. And as an official with the Constitution Party, I made it a point, and I continue to make it a point, not to support any one specific candidate. I do like Dr. Paul. I have admired his work for many years. Some of you that read my columns know that I actually stood next to Dr. Paul at his rally in Nashville in October, which at that time was the largest rally to date in the country. And that was 1,500 people, and I did the sign language interpretation for Dr. Paul's speech. So, yes, I do like Dr. Paul. But there are other candidates, and many of them are very well qualified, and I would like to see any one of them elected. We'll discuss that and more after this network break. You are listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back with more of the U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach. I'm your host, and the call-in number is toll-free 800-313-9443. You can also email the show at radio@tomkovach.us, not .com. It's not U.S. Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. You can also, if you visit my website at www.tomkovach.us, you can see links to this program. You can see links to my military career background. You can see links to my writing archive. I've written for Renew America, Men's News Daily, WorldNet Daily, Military.com, Sierra Times, and others. And you can also see a link to my book, Slingshot. Slingshot is a compilation of many of the best of my columns from the first 3 years. You will find topics such as presidential politics, illegal aliens, border security, terrorism, military topics, a special section just on Hillary Clinton, and more in my book, Slingshot. It's available online. You can get it at all the major book retailers or you can get it directly from my website at www.tomkovach.us. Now, what do you think about the fact that Dr. Ron Paul seems to essentially be saying that he is not going to run as a third-party candidate no matter what? I feel that that's kind of a snub to all the supporters within the Constitution Party that have been trying for quite some time to get him to run for president. And I believe that it's going to hurt his chances. It could even hurt his chances for re-election to his home district in the U.S. House. What do you think? You can call our number, 800-313-9443. If you're listening on the radio to one of our broadcast affiliates and you have friends that have not heard the Republic Broadcasting Network, please let them know that they can listen by internet at www.republicbroadcasting.org. There you will find links to listen live on internet streaming. You can also listen to the shows archived there, including this program. You can download those to your MP3, play them in your iPod, play them in your car, and you can also listen via satellite. And the information is there. There's a few technical points that you'll need to write down to get your satellite tuner set up just right, but you can listen via satellite. And I understand that a lot of our listeners are long-haul truckers who are able to listen via satellite, thus not have all of the dead spots, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, including The Bible Says. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call area code 888-211-1715 and request packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and more. That number again is 888-211-1715 for The Bible Says. And you're listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. By the way, when you go to our website for the network at www.republicbroadcasting.org, you can also support the Republic Trading Group. Learn more about Republic Trading at that website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. In addition to presidential politics, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to also discuss public education. What are your views about public education in general? What are your views about the ability of our children in this generation who have been brought up by the public schools? What about their ability to select government leadership? Do they have the tools to analyze the candidates according to the Constitution? Do they have a historical viewpoint of what the founding fathers really meant when they wrote those documents? Can they even understand them? And what about violence in the public schools? I was formerly employed by the Nashville public school system, and I was assaulted by a student in the library one day while I was working. I defended myself. The student tried to backhand slap me in the face. I instinctively reached up and grabbed his wrist. When I did, he struggled with me. Instead of saying, please let go, or some such thing, he instead tried to incite 15 other students in the library to come jump on me, and so I escorted him decisively out of the office, took him to the office. As we went down the hall, he tried to punch me. When we got into the office and I let him go, he grabbed an umbrella off a countertop and tried repeatedly to poke me in the face. What happened to that student? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Nothing. Not even 1 hour of detention. Well, you ask, what happened to Tom Kovach? Did the principal thank me for doing my job and restoring order in his school? No. He fired me. What do you think is the state of public education today? You can learn more about that incident and what you can do to fight back against school violence at an organization that I created. It's called Change Our Schools, and you can see the website at www.changeourschools.org. And we have a caller on the line, and don't have a name up on my screen, but caller, go ahead. Mike in Maryland. Are you with us, Mike? Welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm calling from Maryland. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Mike.
I was, you know, a supporter of Ron Paul, but it looks like he's thrown in the towel. And what is kind of interesting about this whole situation is how similar it seems, how it looks to how Kucinich backed out of his presidential campaign. They're facing, the same, a similar type of reason or excuse, depending on how you look at it. Kucinich said, you know, he's getting heat from back home from others that, that don't like his policies. And then Ron Paul says, well, you know, he has to hold on to his seat. But I thought, you know, Ron Paul was extremely popular. And from what I understand, from what Alex Jones, you know, he talks about him frequently. He has him as a frequent guest. A lot of times he'll run in gerrymandered districts and still win. So something, I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but it just, I don't know. Maybe the guy, I still admire him, but what kind of, you know, I hate to be critical of anybody running for president, especially
right.
Somebody whom I admire like Ron Paul, but it just didn't seem like to me he had.
Well, I see where you're going with this, Michael, and it's a great question, and I wish that I could get Dr. Paul on my program to ask him that question. Like I said, I did meet him personally. I've also met and spoken with his son, who does a lot of campaigning for him. I was at the opening of the Ron Paul State Headquarters in Nashville. They are fully aware that I'm the state PR coordinator for the Constitution Party of Tennessee, and yet I can't get him on the program. Now, Rand Paul, Dr. Paul's son, who, as I said, does a lot of campaigning for him, quipped at the opening of the headquarters and said, gosh, they don't even return my phone calls. So I know it's a big organization. There's a lot going on. Sometimes it's tough to get through. Interestingly enough, I grew up, I've been all over the country. I was career military, but I grew up in South Texas, and the city where I lived is now in Dr. Paul's district. He was not congressman when I lived there, but that area is part of his district. And what's interesting is that the people there are quite conservative, and yet it's a heavily Democrat district. It's very much like the Nashville area. In Nashville, the district is approximately 68% Democrat, and the congressional districts surrounding the 5th District, where Nashville is, their boundaries twist and turn in some amazing ways. So when you talk about gerrymandered districts, Nashville, culturally, when you look at the connections with the surrounding areas, Nashville tends to line up a lot with Clarksville, culturally. It's a short jaunt up I-24, and people from Fort Campbell come down to Nashville for entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. Yet Clarksville is in a different district, a district that is very heavily conservative and votes heavily Republican. But interestingly enough, even though it's not too far away, it's not part of the 5th Congressional District. Now, to get back to your question specifically about Dr. Paul, I tend to agree. It looks as though he's thrown in the towel, and I'm very disappointed. Michael, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that some of this party machinery has put pressure on Dr. Paul behind the scenes? You know, Thomas Jefferson said that the making of laws, like the making of sausage, is not for the squeamish to watch. Sometimes things happen that we don't know about in the public. And I want you to consider that question. We're coming up on a network break, and so that music lets us know that there is a break coming up. So can you hold on after the break?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
Okay, well, Michael, then hold on, and we're going to take a network break. So That's a satellite heartbreak. There's nothing I can do to adjust it. That music tells us that we'll be back after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back with more of the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we are on with Michael from Maryland. Just before the break, I asked Michael, as we continued our discussion, do you think that there was pressure behind the scenes put on Dr. Ron Paul, and for that matter, other candidates? Michael, what do you think?
Well, I think it's highly probable, and so that's why maybe it might be unfair to criticize them. But I still have to be honest, and I was kind of like disappointed with, you know, with the way he presented himself during the debates, because it's obvious to anybody he was being shortchanged on the time, and why didn't he make an issue about it? If not during the debate, at least afterwards, because even they had Alan Keyes on there for like one or two debates, and I don't know where the heck he came from. I think in the very first debate, he complained right away that he wasn't getting enough time. And all along the way, Ron Paul was being cheated on the time and on the questions of being cut off, and yet he never stood up for himself once.
Well, I agree with you, Michael, but there is a problem. And have you ever run for office?
No.
Okay. I've run for Congress technically three times. Now, one of those was as a write-in, and it was only about 3.5 weeks before the election that I started a write-in campaign because I thought that the mainstream party candidate was, to put it politely, a weak candidate at best. The thing is, when you're in a debate, even though you might be fully justified in everything that you say, if you come across as being shrill, it really goes against your credibility and also the ability to be invited to future debate. And so that's the problem that both Alan Keyes and Ron Paul have run into, is that they have been shortchanged on time, they have been ignored, they have been interrupted. Especially in the case of Alan Keyes, he wasn't even invited to several of the debates. But if you bring that up, if you bite the hand that feeds you during the debate, chances are you won't get invited to the next one. And that is the terrible dilemma that candidates face when they are treated poorly by the hosts of the debate. It's, go ahead.
Well, possibly. Well, that could be true, but Huckabee also complained about his time on the debate floor, and he was invited back himself. So I don't know. I mean, I see your point, because you don't want to come across as being petty of,
right.
You know,
and the problem with Dr. Paul in particular, and when I offer up a criticism, I always try to soften it somewhat by saying that I've been an admirer of his for many years. And in fact, when I ran the first time in 1994, I modeled a lot of my campaign after Dr. Ron Paul. Like I said, I'm a big admirer of his. However, in terms of presentation, Dr. Paul has a flaw, and I've written about it. I don't know if he's read the column himself, but I do know that he changed some of his presentation after the column that I wrote during his, you know, about his Nashville visit. And what it is, and I have the same problem, okay, and that is that if I am compressed for time, then I have to pack so much information into so few seconds that it causes me to look like I'm bouncing around. And when Dr. Paul is given an open stage and as much time as he would like in order to speak, he is a very deep thinker and he's a good presenter. The problem is he's so smart and he knows so much that he tries to educate his audience and it sometimes goes over their heads. And so it's the old saying of, if you ask a guy what time it is, he teaches you how to build a clock. And I've been accused of that, and unfortunately Dr. Paul has something of that same makeup, and it's common in intelligent people, and I'm not blowing my own horn, I'm just saying I've met a lot of intelligent people, and many of them are that way. And what you have to do is boil it down, and that is part of the problem in the debates, is they'll ask him a question that requires a huge answer, and they'll give him 60 seconds, and then 30 seconds into it, they'll interrupt him with a question on top of the question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, he was treated very shabbily, and more so than any other, and Kucinich was as well. It's just hard to say. I think it's, you know, I think you could be right, and, you know, he could have been threatened, or, and I don't think he was blackmailed, because I don't think the guy's a saint, but I think that he's led a very upstanding life. So, but your point is well taken. That could be true.
Well, and thank you. I'm a little surprised, especially since you're calling from Maryland, that you didn't say more about Alan Keyes. But we're coming up on another network break here. We need to end this discussion. But I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you for compliments about the program, and I hope that you will encourage others to listen to the U.S. Phone Force as well.
I sure will. You take it easy.
Thank you, Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And by the way, our transition music is provided for you by the group Varinya, and this is the band leader Dmitry Smirnov playing the Russian balalaika. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we're back with more of the U.S. Phone Force here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. By the way, for those of you that might be new listeners to the U.S. Phone Force, the name of the program comes from my career service in the U.S. Air Force. During the break, I had a discussion with our operator, and we've had a little technical difficulty. So if you're calling into the show, please be patient because your name was not popping up on my computer screen. But we've ironed that out, at least for the moment. And on hold from Texas, we have Davey. Davey, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
How are you today, Tom?
Doing all right. What's on your mind, Davey?
Well, I kind of wanted to offer a different perspective on the whole situation.
Sure, fire away.
Well, I would offer for speculation that what we have here is two parties. We have the Jesus Party and the Anti-Jesus Party.
My, oh, my. You know, that harkens back to early American politics, shortly after the country had settled in. During the period after the ratification of the Constitution and before the War of 1812, I believe the year was 1804, there was a political party, and it was the first truly Native American party. Other parties, such as the Whigs and the Tories, had their origination in British colonialism, etc., but the first truly American party was called the Anti-Mason Party. A lot of people don't know that. And part of their platform was simply that they believed that the Masons had significant influence over American politics back then, and that if that was continued to run, then it would steer America away from its Christian foundations.
Exactly. Have you seen Henry Mankow's piece today? It says how the bankers ensured the U.S. World War II intervention, how Americans were hoodwinked once again.
I have not seen that particular piece, but I've read some books in years past that have information along the same lines.
Well, it's up there today. He'd be a real interesting guest if you could ever have him on, especially on Sunday morning. That would be really incredible. But I was going to direct people's attention to the book of James.
One of my favorites.
Chapter 1, verse 8, and it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Right, and so what are you saying? Are you saying that the politicians are double-minded, and so they have one public persona, but they have secretly a different persona? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, not exactly. What I'm saying is that when we start to process the information to determine who our enemies are, we should remember that our king is Jesus, and our enemies are the enemies of Jesus. See?
Oh, absolutely.
And so the people out there that print currency and promote lies and have a mind control machine they call TV, that everything that flows from that unclean pit is just lies, and it's all about lying and murdering and cheating and stealing and killing.
And well, I don't think it all is. I mean, I do agree with you that probably 85% of it these days is, and I think when I was growing up, it was probably more like 30 or 40%. So, yes, the amount of disinformation and misinformation on broadcast is much higher these days. I agree with you there, but I don't think all of it is lies. And I offer up, and yes, one of my favorites is the History Channel. And even on the History Channel, I've seen a few twisting of the facts.
I call that the Jewish History Channel. Have you ever seen that book, A History of the Jews in the United States by Rabbi Lee J. Levinger?
No, I haven't.
Very, very interesting text. It was a textbook for high school students back in the 30s. And it's just chock full of priceless information, quite frankly. But the real issue, you know, Tom, if we want to boil it down, is because that book of James, the first verse says, James, a servant of God and of Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Well,
right.
For all the world to determine which tribe of the children of Israel is Jewish. See, because
okay.
When you start looking into that particular issue, that's where, you got to make some hard decisions. And the fact is, the Bible is not about the Jewish people. It's about God's chosen people, Israel, who are not Jewish. See, over here in this country, we have people that print currency, the Class A stockholders of the Federal Reserve, and you can have Henry Mankow on, and he'll tell you these people, they claim they're Jewish. The Rothschilds, Lazard Frere, Kuhn Loeb, Warburg, et al., they're Jewish, right?
Well, I've heard that argument, and again, you know, this is like what I told caller in the first hour about John McCain, is that I have not seen hard evidence of that. I've read that from many different sources.
You mean to give you the hard evidence of 30 years of investigation?
Okay. Fire away.
It goes back to the Abrahamic covenant, you see, because in the Abrahamic covenant, God makes a promise to Abraham that his descendants will be as the sand on the seashore and the stars in the sky, and they'll be a blessing to the other nations, okay?
Right.
Now, I really didn't discover this until about the early 80s when I started looking into the geopolitical situation in South Africa.
Okay.
For a class that I was taking. And I looked at the World Almanac of 1982. And I determined that in Africa, the PQLI number, do you know what is the PQLI number?
No. Fill me in on that.
It's the Political Quality of Life Index number.
Oh, okay. Okay, I have heard of that. Just when you said PQLI, it didn't ring a bell.
Well, all nations in the world are ranked according to their PQLI number, which
okay.
means the quality of life in that nation.
Right.
Well, it's where we essentially get the concept of first world nations, second world nations, developing nations, and third world nations, right?
Okay.
Well, if you look at that top, the first world nations, you're essentially looking at the descendants of the children of Israel.
Okay.
Simply as per the Abrahamic covenant.
Okay.
Now, there's people out there that'll twist that around and say, well, you're a racist, anti-Semite, and all the rest of that. But the fact is, those people are Semitic. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, over in John chapter 8, okay, when Jesus is talking to the money changers in the temple treasury, the crime they're committing there is usury, and they're blaspheming, and they're polluting his father's house. Okay, he gets upset, and he makes a whip, and he drives them out. That's not turning the other cheek. That's straight-up combat.
All right.
Now, the issue...
Know, just to interject there, I have told people for years that if you get to know the real Jesus, he is the bravest man that ever lived.
And he's God's son, which means he's not Jewish, okay? Because what makes someone Jewish on planet Earth is hating Jesus and adhering to the teachings of the Talmud. Now, when you get into looking at that Talmud and Freemasonry, you discover that Freemasonry comes from the Talmud. Well, do you know where the Talmud comes from?
Well, I've heard different sources there, but see, the problem there, Davey, is that I am not ready to make a broad accusation about the Jewish people.
Right, we're just on the front end of the investigation. We don't have to make a broad accusation anywhere. Let's just look at the facts and see where it takes us, okay? But now we're looking at the Talmud.
All right, well, the point being that I have heard discussions like this over the years from different people, many of whom identify with certain movements, and some of them claim to be members of the Ten Lost Tribes and this and that, and some of them say, well, there's a distinction between the Israelites and the Jews. Now, I might buy into that one. I might, because I have seen some interesting linguistic explanations about that. But I'm not ready to buy into this wild conspiracy. And you've got to remember, I'm a member of a group that proved that Flight 800 was shot down. And we were labeled as conspiracy theorists, even though we had the hard evidence, the physical evidence, the documentary evidence, the photographic evidence, the scientific evidence, the radar evidence, and yet we were branded as conspiracy kooks. Now, coming from someone that's worn that label, I tend to think that some of that thinking is conspiratorial and lashes out without enough evidence. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think that it's so much membership in a particular group and certainly not being born into a particular family with maybe a small handful of exceptions that determines one's course as much as it is the choices that people make. And so, for example, communism. Communism is a threat to America. Communism is a threat to the world. So is globalism. Now, some people say that the same group of people are behind all that. I think that people can be easily swayed by certain arguments. I had a friend years ago, in fact, we're still friends, but we don't communicate as much as we used to, and we've learned to stay away from certain topics because she used to be very conservative and has swung hard the other way, and now she thinks that the only thing wrong with socialism is that the right people haven't done it yet. And I argue that, well, if the inventors couldn't get it right, how can the people that follow get it any better? And so far, no answer to that. So we stay away from that topic. But the point being that we have choices to make. Now, I see we have another caller on hold, and I'm going to get to you in just a minute, but I want to finish out this thought. And this leads to part of why I chose the transition music that I did. I come from an ethnic background in Eastern Europe, and identify with Russian culture in many ways. And so when I was young, for example, I used to Cossack dance and used to be able to leap almost 6 feet into the air and all kinds of nifty stuff like that. That makes me no less of an American, because I sat and spoke Russian in my grandmother's kitchen. In fact, it gives me a better appreciation, and some of the strongest anti-communists you will ever meet come from Russian, Polish, Ukrainian, Slovak backgrounds, because we know, we have family histories that tell you about the dangers of communism. So are we influenced by our family backgrounds? Yes, absolutely. Are we cut in stone that way? No. Not necessarily, but I will tell you that I believe Slavic people, for the most part, are pretty strong anti-communists, and I use my music in the program in order to sort of subliminally reinforce that view. By the same token, do I think that because somebody's born into a particular family or a particular religion that automatically makes them a communist or a globalist? Not automatically. There are choices to be made. Moving on now, we have from Illinois, John. And John, thank you for holding, and welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Yes, sir. I was calling to find out why you stated that Ron Paul has thrown in the towel.
What I did when I said that, I was reading from an AP article that said it appeared that he had thrown in the towel.
No, I thought I heard you state bluntly that he had thrown in the towel.
No, sir, I said it appeared that way to me also. I was agreeing with the caller at that time, but I didn't say personally that he's thrown in a towel, although I have to admit that when a political party such as the Constitution Party actively courts a candidate for a year, and he repeatedly makes statements that he's not going to run on any party but the Republican Party, and that knowing that the Republican Party is actively ignoring him and trying to torpedo his campaign, what do you call it?
Well, I don't think you should call it that, or I don't think you should agree with the AP simply because he's not wanting to go to your party. I mean, what he's trying to do is rebuild his party.
Well, I agree.
And he's trying to do that. I mean, he hasn't thrown in the towel. He's not going to throw in the towel. He's going to stay in until... He's going to stay in until the end, period.
Right, John, but hasn't he hastened the end by ignoring a large segment of his own supporters? I mean, these are people that have put time and effort and money into his campaign and into getting him on the floor of the convention in April of the Constitution Party, and now he's come out and said, well, not going to happen. So hasn't he... pretty much slapped a lot of those supporters in the face. And remember now, when I say this, I like Ron Paul, but I have to look at the facts. What do you think?
Well, what I think is that we need to change the voting machine. We need to change that.
But that's another topic. Vote. Okay, for example, the Constitution
Party... Well, that's why you're not hearing very much about him on... You've got these networks not even mentioning him simply because of the voting rigging they've got going in this country.
Okay, John. Now our phone lines are lighting up here, so I think we've struck a match here, and we're going to get to the next caller in just a minute.
Okay.
But I want to make a point here, okay? And that is that regardless of whether the voting machines are rigged, and I believe that some of them very well could be. If you've seen Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism.
I've seen it.
Toward the end of the movie, there's a fellow giving testimony before a congressional committee, and the congressman asks him, how do you know that the voting machines were rigged? And he says, because I did it. Exactly. I mean, apparently they gave him immunity in order to testify, but he said point blank he was paid $50,000 to rig machines in a certain area in favor of Jeb Bush. Now,
well, I think we need to fix that. I think we need
right,
to talk
but
more
that
about
has
that.
Nothing to do with campaign strategy. You see what I'm saying, John? Even if we know the voting machines are rigged, and just like everything else, prove it. But the point is, even if we know that, you don't slap your supporters in the face. That's the point I'm making.
Okay.
All right. And
thank you, sir.
John, thank you for calling. Please call again sometime. And we have on hold from Wisconsin, Mark. And, Mark, we have some break music coming on here, so we have another satellite break coming up. Can't adjust it, so if you'll hold on, we will get to you right after the network break. You're listening to the U.S. Phone Force. I'm your host, Tom Kovach, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we will be back after this.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We are back with more of the U.S. U.S. Phone Force on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Tom Kovach, your host. And very quickly, you can visit my website at www.tomkovach.us. That's not .com, it's .us, because I'm for the U.S. of A. And Kovach is spelled K-O-V-A-C-H, just like it sounds. Among other things, when you visit my website, you can find my book, Slingshot, which is a compilation of some of the best of the first 3 years of my online columns. Now, we're in the final segment of the U.S. Phone Force, and we're going to get right to it. From Wisconsin, we have Mark. Mark, welcome to the U.S. Phone Force.
Thank you. Great show.
Hey, thanks a lot. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about your friend. You can't discuss socialism with her anymore, but it made me think there is no system of government that's ever been invented that performs and actually goes by its own doctrine when there's a central bank installed in that country.
Well, now, that's an interesting point, and it gets right back to the whole theme of money masters and who really controls what, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
Now,
every president, just about every president has written about it. Lenin has written about it. Stalin's wrote about it. Hitler tried barter. I mean, it all comes back to privately owned central banks. And these are the people who invented socialism, which I call the kinder, gentler communism.
Right.
It all comes back to them. The central banks must go.
Well, you know, if we would, and this is what I love about Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul is a jackhammer when it comes to the Constitution. He is a bulldog. He is a Gila monster. By the way, I grew up in South Texas, and one of the things we learned in science in school is that when a Gila monster bites you on the leg, its jaws are constructed in such a way that it can't let go. And so, and until after it injects its venom. And then
right.
Once it injects the venom, it sort of releases the jaw somehow, and then he's able to let go. But until he releases that venom, he cannot let go. And Ron Paul is like that. He just won't let go of the Constitution. And God bless him, I hope he stays there and jackhammers for a long time. And the Constitution says that the government, not the private bank, not the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor does it have any reserves, the government, the United States Mint, is to coin money. And when we get back to that, when we get back to hard money, because all wealth comes from the earth. God himself declared in the Psalms, he said, I own the cattle on a thousand hills. You know, he didn't say, I print the money. He said, I own the cattle on a thousand hills. Wealth comes from what's on the earth and in the earth. And
right.
So you're absolutely right.
Right, and I don't believe that people realize how central this issue is. I mean, everything leads back to the central banks. There's a couple videos you can watch. One's called The Money Masters. It's on Google.
I'm familiar with it.
And the other is a shorter version. The Money Masters is probably the best video documentary ever made on the privately owned central banks and the Federal Reserve. It's a must-see for anyone to begin to understand anything about what's happening in politics.
Great
and
point.
I just wanted to say God bless the Ron Paul groups. They're the ones who've been carrying the torch and the flag, and even if Ron Paul goes, the Ron Paul groups, the members of those groups, need a big pat on the back and don't disband. Go
Absolutely.
To the local level.
All right, well, we're coming up on the end of the hour and a hard satellite break. Mark, thanks for calling. Call again anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the U.S. Phone Force. That's our program for today, Sunday, 10 February 2008. I'm your host, Tom Kovach. Tune in again next time and recruit a friend. Thank you for listening and for becoming a member of the U.S. Phone Force.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home.